There once was a heavenly household, living in a realm divine, keeping watch over other members who were thinking they were quite fine. From divine perspective, they seemed the fools, living in gravity dense, seeing only the footsteps in front of their feet, instead of a world so immense. So one of the family members, a son with compassion so pure, decided to go to the gravity world. With divine vision, he had the cure. So he asked the gods if he could go and help to be born to a family on Earth. The gods accepted his request with a chuckle, and the boy had an easy birth. But after his birth, the ease diminished as gravity's force descended. He felt torn from his family in the divine realms, and only wanted the tear to be mended. But with a little more time in this gravity realm, his divine thoughts were pulled down. And soon he was walking like everyone else, with his head hung to the ground. His sister was watching from heaven above, shaking her head with a sigh. The boy has so much compassion, but no will to keep his thoughts on high. Won't you please let me go and help? He has totally forgotten his task. With permission, she went to the costume shop to pick out an earthly mask. And she was born with ease to this earthly realm, with no warning of this gravity foe. And she, just like him, was sucked straight down into a state of woe. The father saw clearly from his heavenly stance his kids caught in the snare. Although he wanted to jump in and help, he knew better, he didn't dare. He thought, I'll ask for some higher help. So he went to a wizard named Mu. He knows the heavenly and earthly realms. I'm sure he'll know what to do. Mu lived in a cave on the crags of a cliff. The forest's mists were his home, and he had a friend and helper with him, a three-eyed, one-legged gnome. The father went and sat with our Mu by a fire on his mythical isle. He said, my dear Mu, I've got quite a problem. Could we sit and chat for a while? He described the situation with his kids on Earth and how they'd forgotten their purpose. He asked Mu what he knew about this gravity thing and how it created this circus. Mu was a wise whiz with answers galore, and he was in a talkative mood. So he said to the father, sit down by the fire. And he said to the gnome, stoke it, dude. You see, up here in the heavenly realms, without that gravity force, our thoughts, they float upward to the clear as light chakras, and we see quite clearly our course. But when you decide to go to the earth, and in the field of gravity are given birth, the rules of the game have changed, and your thoughts must be rearranged. In gravity, your thoughts are pulled downward for survival and instinct and sex. To survive in the world, it is vital to unite with the heavens a hex. The father was perturbed by his answer. Is there no hope for my kids? Are they stuck in gravity till death do they part? Or can they unite with what's hid? There's one force stronger than gravity, down below and here up above. And you know what that is. Do I need to tell you? You know that that force is love. If one is born into gravity, but his thoughts are centered in love, then they will rise through all downward pulls, and they will reside above. Then you remember the heavenly realms, the place from whence you came. Then you can see the spiritual body and touch the eternal flame. But many have tried and many have failed to live a life centered in love. It takes a brave soul to unite with the whole, to live life in the earth and above. But what of my children? Will they figure it out or swim in the downward pull? And what can I do to give them a clue, to give them a life so full? There's one thing to do if your love is so true, one way to help them reach. Be born, do your part, with love in your heart. Go and heal and teach. So the father, he left the wizard and gnome, went down the cliffs and sailed for home. He prepared to stay centered in love and to find parents that fit like a glove. He went to the records of prospective parents and he found that his daughter was 20. She was madly in battle with a guy from Seattle, and yes, they'd been doing it plenty. So he came to birth for what it's worth, and as an infant stayed focused in light. His parents, they split, his heart took a hit, and he went with his mom, it was right. As he grew older, he taught his mother in his kind and gentle way. He taught her of love, of selfless giving. He taught her by night and by day. And the more she learned, the more her thoughts rose, and the brighter the light in her mind, the more her son taught her to love, then the looser was gravity's bind. One day she was seeing quite clearly. She was centered and balanced in heart. And she ran into a man she knew dearly, though they had only met in part. This man, he felt like a brother, with a love that was pure and chaste. She felt like she wanted to help him. His life seemed like such a waste, but he seems to have so much compassion, and deep down I know he is good. I want to help him to learn how to love. I feel it's my calling, I should. So they learn to love together in a different, divine way. And they taught many others the way of love, and they still do to this day.